Doctors and other HCPs are used to being in charge, especially when they're dealing with sales reps. They know that they're the ones calling the shots. So what do sales reps do? Well, the vast majority of them, they roll over and become yes people. Oh, they become totally deferential to the customer. Oh, doctor, thank you so much for giving me some of your valuable time, doctor. I know how busy you are, and I know that your time is very, very valuable, so I'm going to be very, very short. I just want to show you something. And it's and then they go, oh, and thank you so much for your time when the sales call is over. I've got a question for you. Is your time valuable? Is what you're sharing with the customer valuable? Stop being a yes person, because it's ugly. I mean, it is seriously ugly. You are not going to sell very much by being completely agreeable. It's almost as if when the doctor or the healthcare professional or whoever the customer is says something, the sales rep just accepts it and they're afraid to challenge it. This is what's going on, and this is what you and I are going to talk about today. Well, I'll do most of the talking. Hello, my friends. This is Mace Haroff, and I want to welcome you to this episode of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube. I'm glad you're here. It says a lot about you. Let's get down to business. What is your job? Well, I submit that your job is to challenge the thinking of healthcare professionals when there are alternative methods and products to approach a problem or to offer a treatment. That's what it is. You're challenging the conventional wisdom that exists at any given moment with respect to the products and services that they are already using. Now, let me be clear about this. It is not about trying to tell doctors and other professionals what to do. Not at all. It's about exploring their thinking and asking them to consider other ideas. It's not about being a yes person. You see, medical reps are taught to deliver good service. You've heard that. You've heard it from your sales manager. You've heard it from other reps. You got to give good service. In fact, your customers will tell you that. We expect good service. If you want to do business with us, you got to provide good service. And another thing that you probably learned is that the customer is always right. And a lot of people take that to mean, okay, the customer is always right, even when they're not. Well, that might be fine when you're talking about maybe a retail store or something where the outcome isn't critical. But when you're talking about healthcare and patient outcomes, if the customer isn't right, if the doctor isn't right, you need to challenge their assumptions. At least get them to think. Not to tell them they're wrong, but get them to think. Because the doctor is not always right, even if the doctor tells you that. So here's the reality. Doctors and other healthcare professionals, can they be a little intimidating? Yeah. Yeah, they can. And here's why. Not because they're big or tougher than you or more assertive than you, but they've had 12 to 14 years of schooling, of training, versus the typical sales rep's training program, which is anywhere from 2 weeks to maybe 2 or 3 months at the max. And that's with great companies. Most companies get a weekend or less or a couple of days of training. Average companies will do a week or 2 weeks, and some of them have home study programs, et cetera, et cetera. But there's a big disparity here. You have someone who is truly an expert, a doctor or other healthcare professional who has developed, has spent years developing their expertise. So it's pretty hard to challenge them for two reasons. Number one, it's uncomfortable. Number two, if you challenge them, they will assert their expertise because they've worked very hard to obtain it. So that's really one of the key things with sales representatives is that reps are not comfortable challenging doctors because of the disparity in training and also because they fear the repercussions. And the most notable repercussion is, well, the customer won't like me. And if the customer doesn't like me, he or she won't buy from me. So again, what is your job? Well, it is certainly to deliver customer service, but it's also to sell your products. That's really what your job is. And customer service is very comfortable. In fact, it's much more comfortable than selling, because when you're just delivering customer service, you're really not challenging anybody. You're taking care of them. You're providing product support, service support, whatever it is. No one's going to feel challenged when you do that. But selling, is a bit less comfortable for many people, because you are challenging them. You're pushing them out of their comfort zone, and that might make you a little uncomfortable. So what really is your job as a medical sales professional? Well, at some level, it is to show healthcare professionals that there might be a better way, a better option for treating their patients or whatever procedure they're doing or whatever they're using in their practice or in the institution. So to do this, you have to make them a little uncomfortable. This means challenging them. And this is very difficult for yes people. Why? Because yes people don't like to be uncomfortable, and they don't like to make anyone else uncomfortable. If you want to succeed as a medical sales professional, you're going to have to get comfortable making your customers uncomfortable. And it will pay off handsomely in terms of sales and relationship. Because when you're challenging them and you're getting them to think, you're not telling them what to do, but you're being professional, you're asking their opinions, you're positioning them as the experts, they will respect you for that. That's what this is all about. It's about doing it respectfully. So it does not mean telling doctors and other healthcare professionals what to do. If you've ever done that, it probably doesn't feel comfortable to you. In fact, you'll see reps when they're doing this, their whole body language changes when they start telling healthcare professionals what to do. They'll like cross their arms and they stiffen up and they'll go, well, you know, you really should look at our product because it's better than what you're using. You really should. Instead of relaxing and asking a question that allows the customer to assert his or her thoughts, their feelings. So your job is to make them uncomfortable by letting them know there are other options to whatever it is that you could help them with. And these are things that can be done more easily, faster, with less fuss in a shorter period of time, with less risk, and also with better outcomes. Now, when your customers hear this and they recognize that maybe they're not doing everything as well as they can, maybe there's an easier way of doing something, that will make them uncomfortable. If you let them know that other customers, people who do what they do, are getting results that they consider to be superior to the type of results that your customer is getting, and be careful how you imply that. You're never going to state it, but you don't want to imply it, but you just want to let them know that other people are getting better results. You want to make them curious. So they say, well, what kind of results are you talking about? What do you mean? When you do this, you are going to make them uncomfortable. Make no doubt about it. So what else can you do? Don't be afraid to ask what if questions. When your customers are hitting you with objections and reasons why it won't work and why their product is the best and they're very comfortable with it and they love the sales rep they're working with and all that stuff, don't be afraid to hit them with what if questions. Let's say a product is used for aesthetic procedures, okay? And let's say your product is able to do the same aesthetic procedure, but it's able to do it faster, with less pain and with fewer visits. So you're talking to the doctor and you share this information and he says, you know, my patients are happy. The pain is really minimal. And yeah, what I'm doing requires more visits, but they really don't mind the visits. But yours takes 3 visits, mine takes 5 visits. They're good with that. So you don't want to say to the doctor, man, are you crazy? I mean, that would be very uncomfortable and it would be very wrong. But what you could say, doctor, let me ask you a question. What if your patients are talking to their friends, people that they know who've had the same procedure done, but with a different doctor? And your patient, doctor, he says, you know, I like the result that I got with Dr. Smith, who is you, but I don't care to go through the pain again, or I certainly don't want to go through the pain 5 times again. And what if the other person says, 5 times? My experience was very, very different. I didn't have to go through it five times. And I only had to go back to my doctor for three treatments. And my outcome is as good as yours. If not, might I say, a little better. What if the patient says that to your patient, the person they're talking to? Because, doctor, would you agree that patients, they talk? They talk to each other? And many of the doctors using our product tell me that they're getting word-of-mouth referrals from patients who've had a better experience at their office using our products than they've had at other doctors' offices where the same product isn't being used. So just let me ask you this. What if you were aware that this was happening? Would you want to do something about it? Now, I just made up a scenario there. I used what-if questions to make the doctor a little uncomfortable, to suggest that, you know, patients talk, and you could be losing referrals when they're talking to patients who've had the procedure done somewhere else and it was a better experience. Would that concern you? Really, what you're trying to do is to create a scenario where the doctor says, show me what you got. Show me how you give a better experience. What is it about yours that makes it different? And most importantly, what I want you to notice is that in no circumstance was I being disrespectful to the customer. In no circumstance was I trying to tell him what to do or saying that he was wrong. I was just asking a what-if question. What would you do if? So successful medical sales is really about getting comfortable, being uncomfortable by making your customers a bit uncomfortable. Did you follow that? You see, this type of discomfort, it serves to help them and to help them help their patients. That's what it's about. Or you can be a yes person. Whenever a doctor says no or I disagree with you, you can say, yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, I get it. No, you're right. Well, thanks so much for your valuable time. I really appreciate it. You know, have a nice day. And you walk out of there with nothing and you're seen as a yes person. And another thing about yes people are common. Your competitors, most of them, are yes people because they don't want to fear being not liked also. So be respectful. Take a different approach. Show the customer that you value their opinions. But when they challenge you that your product is no different, don't be afraid to challenge them on ways that help them to see that it is. And be very, very specific. But ultimately, the decision has to be theirs. So if you would like an opportunity to learn more about having more effective conversations with healthcare professionals, I have an invitation for you to attend my free webinar entitled How to Sell More Almost Immediately by Changing the Sales Story You Tell Healthcare Professionals Without Being a Pushy Sales Rep. That's really what you fear. No one wants to be a pushy sales rep. And if you will spend an hour with me on this webinar, I will show you how you could be effective and never feel pushy at all. If you'd like to get some more information, it is going to be offered this coming Wednesday. If you'd like to get some more information about this hour of learning that you don't want to miss, get more information at medicalsalestraining.com. It's right here on the bottom of the screen. medicalsalestraining.com/webinar. Again, medicalsalestraining.com/webinar. So thank you for spending some time with me. And I know that if I ask you to spend time with me again, maybe you will be a yes person and say, you know what, Mace? I think I will because you've delivered some value here. You've taught me something. And that's what I'm after. But if you don't think this is valuable, if you think I've wasted your time, don't be a yes person. Tell me. Make a comment under the video or shoot me an email. Don't shoot me, but send me an email. I'd rather you send than shoot because shooting's kind of ugly. So thank you again for being here. I love having you on my podcast and watching my videos. Do your colleagues a favor. Share this with them. And by all means, if you're listening to the podcast on iTunes or on the Medical Sales Guru website, where I also host the podcast, please leave a comment. That's what keeps me doing these. When you tell me that you like it, you don't like it, that it's been valuable or something else to be valuable, that keeps me moving forward. So this is pretty cool. It's a great. Hope you're listening to this while you're exercising, driving in your car, and most importantly, before you make your next sales call so that you think differently, you act differently, and you sell more. And don't forget, as you move forward in your medical sales career, that nothing, I mean nothing, is more important than the patient. The patient, my friends, always comes first. You have the ability to get out there and make a difference. Go do it. For the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales Channel, I'm Mace Haroff. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.